I'd much rather the Lord preach this morning anyways. Friends, hallelujah. Lift your hands and praise Him in this place. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name this morning. We're glad you're alive. We're glad you're alive. That empty tomb means a full salvation this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you for resurrection power. Glory to the Lamb of God. Praise your name, Jesus. Thank you, Savior. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory to God. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Let's get into the Word this morning. Turn with me to the book of Luke, chapter 22. As you're standing, find Luke 22. I want to read also from this event in Scripture. I want to read in Matthew's Gospel the same account. I want to touch on both Gospels this morning. But Matthew 26:26, again, find Luke 22 and hold your place there. It says, as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed it and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, take, eat, this is my body. And he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, drink you all of it. I want you, someone to say, all of it. How many believe that we need to participate in the whole entire gospel? Everything that's available for us, let's drink it all. He said, for this is my blood in the New Testament, which is shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say unto you, I will not drink henceforth of this fruit of the vine until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom. How many are looking forward to dining with Jesus in the kingdom of God? Oh, just lift your hands and praise Him in this place one more time. Father, we just honor You this morning. You are worthy. You are worthy. You are worthy. Hallelujah. 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 The Lord is good. Don't want to quench the presence of God. Don't want to quench the Spirit this morning. I want you to obey the Lord. Verse 17. Luke 22 and 17. If you're there, give me a good hearty amen.
Amen.
The same account of what we read in Matthew 26. And he took the cup. I want you to say cup. We're going to focus on the cup today. And gave thanks and said, take this. And notice Luke's gospel says, and divide it among yourselves. Jump down to verse 20. Likewise also the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you. Will you reach your hands here? And as we do, let's agree together in prayer this morning that God have His way. Father, we agree right now. Lord, in faith, as we look into Your Word this morning, we recognize that we need Your help. We need the leading of Your Spirit. We need Your Spirit to break and destroy every yoke and bond this morning. Thank You for the wonderful liberty we already feel. Thank You for everything that's been done so far. Just glorify You for this day. We celebrate Your resurrection. We celebrate the fact that there's an empty tomb and that You are indeed at the right hand of God the Father, exalted as intercessor today. And we come to You right now, asking for grace and mercy, asking for help, asking for anointing. You know what Your church needs this morning. Fill in the need of every heart and life. We acknowledge You in all of our ways, and You promise, Lord, to direct our path. Be glorified this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. And everyone said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. The disciples were encouraged to take. Jesus took the cup, He gave thanks, and He extended it to them. And He told them to do what? To drink what? Some? A little? Sip? He said, drink it. Drink all of it. And I want to encourage you today, get everything that God has for you. How many believe that healing is the children's bread, it's ours? How many believe deliverance and forgiveness is the children's bread and it's ours? I believe joy and peace is the children's bread and it's ours. And I think it was all contained in that cup. How many believe it's because of what Jesus done that everything we get today? And I'm going to say that without exclusion, without exception. Everything you receive today, it's because of a wonderful, loving Savior who purchased it for you on and by the cross of Calvary. We're thankful for that. But Luke here is where I want to focus for a few minutes. Hallelujah. Brother Micah, will you... Brother Micah is going to reach me a glass. How many are thankful for the cup? Thank you, my brother. How many are thankful for the cup that Jesus shared at that supper? Notice here, verse 17, he took that cup, he blessed that cup, he gave thanks, and then he said, take this and divide it amongst yourselves. I want to tell you today, there is a mentality I want to correct, and I pray that the mentality I'm getting ready to deal with and correct is not prevalent in our church here at Dunville. But you encounter these people that think they've got the Lord in their rear pocket, and they and their little group are the only ones going. They've taken that glass and they're keeping it all to themselves. That God's not big enough to work outside their little group. But friends, I want to tell you this morning that my God is big enough to work in other churches. And we ain't the only boat afloat. Hear me now. And we don't need to be so self-righteous and so enthralled in us and our little denomination and organization that we don't recognize God moves other places. Amen. Not only that, but we don't need to have this mentality. Well, I've got this cup here at our church and I don't want to take this out and share it with the world. Friends, I want you to know you can't get a bigger blessing. You can't receive more overflow in your own heart and spirit than when you go out and you share this gospel with somebody else. When you take the cup of your life and dispense the love of Jesus Christ to someone you come in contact with, you can't receive a bigger blessing than being that vessel for the Lord. Can you say amen? What I want to do this morning, I want to title my message, Share the Cup. And I thank God for the blessings that He's placed in our lives. I want to ask you to turn to 1 Corinthians. And we're going to look at chapters 11 and chapters 10. And then we're going to come back to the book of Matthew, then Philippians. And that's all the places I'm going to ask you to turn. I usually don't lay out all my ammo on the table before I start shooting. Someone say praise the Lord. But we touched on Luke. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians. We're going to Matthew and then Philippians. And those are the only four places I'm going to ask you to turn. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. And I do feel like I need to take my time today. Is that all right? We don't have service tonight. We've canceled our service tonight. So I feel in no obligation to rush through this. And I don't feel like I should. But we need to sort of correct a few attitudes today. I'm going to sort of poll and ask you, how many love me before you hear the rest of this message? I don't know if I'll take that opinion at the end or not, but we'll see. Verse 25, after the same manner he took the cup, and when he had supped, saying, this cup. Somebody say, this cup. How many know that the world today is looking at another cup? They're looking at alternate ways. They will tell you ways to get to heaven. But I want you to know this morning that there's only one way, Brother Micah, to get to heaven. Preached about it so well Wednesday night. We've got to be born again. Someone say amen. You've got to know Jesus. Jesus is the only avenue. He is the way, the truth, and the life. That word way means He's the highway. You've got to get on that road. Not another road. You've got to take of this cup in order to get to heaven. He took this cup. He said, this cup. This exclusive way of salvation is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me, for as oft as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death till he come. I want to share with you today the wonderful plan of salvation. And we've seen souls get saved Wednesday night. I'd love to see someone get saved this morning. Hallelujah. I'd like to share this cup with you. This cup of blessing. Go back to chapter 10. Again, we're talking about this event in which Jesus, the night that he was betrayed, he took this cup and he encouraged his disciples to divide it and to share it. The word divide, as we read in Luke, was a word used in the original language that described what they did with Jesus' garments there at the foot of the cross. And how many know the prophecy of Psalm 22 said that they cast lots upon my vesture and they divided, they parted his garments. The same word described the way he gave this glass to them, this cup to them, and he says, divide it amongst yourself. I cannot hoard this. I cannot keep it all to myself. But I want you to know, seeing my brother and my sister blessed, how many love to see others blessed? Now, I want to tell you now, if you don't enjoy, I'm going to say it this way. If you don't enjoy seeing others blessed as much as you enjoy being blessed yourself, I would just sort of go to the tune-up shop and let him tune you up a little bit more. Are y'all with me today? I don't know. I hazard to say it, but I almost think I enjoy others blessed more than I enjoy seeing myself blessed. But either way, when the body is edified and when God pours out His Spirit, I can rejoice with you or I can rejoice myself. Either way, I know when His touch and His presence is here and we're passing this cup around and everybody's getting a little drink out of it and it's good enough to share. And I'll tell you what, you don't have to worry about it running out because there's plenty to go around. Glory to God. He made the way sufficient that every man, woman, boy, or girl could partake of this salvation. Not only that, but he said, I'll pour my Spirit out upon all flesh. How many got flesh today? Wave at me if you've got flesh. I think some of you may be robots. I don't know. But how many has got flesh today? He said he would pour it out upon you. Hallelujah. Upon my servants and my handmaidens, your sons and your daughters would prophesy. And I've made the point, that's man, woman, boy, girl, young, old, rich, poor. It don't matter today. If you're flesh and you love Jesus, you're a candidate for the Spirit of God to be poured out upon you. Woo! Glory to God. Go back to chapter 10. 1 Corinthians. This is my cup of blessing today. By way of visual illustration, I'm thankful for the cup of blessing. And how many are you're so thankful of what Jesus done for you? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes a visual aid helps a little bit. Verse 16 says, this and the cup of blessing which we bless, is it not the communion of the blood of Christ? The bread which we break, is it not the communion of the body of Christ? And help me understand, you've got to share that. Now, I want us to focus today. Say the word focus. And I want you to understand whose table you need to come and feast at. I know that the devil has a lot of appetizing things he has spread out on his table. But this morning, nothing compares to the taste of God. And I'll tell you, friends, if you have tasted of the Lord in your life and you've taken a few steps backwards, you're going to be absolutely miserable till you come back into fellowship with God. I'm going to tell you today, glory to God, and I pray He pours coals of fire on your head and you become even more miserable till you totally surrender back to Him again. That's good preaching. May not be popular, but it's good preaching. Jump down to verse 21 because it says this. I want that cup of blessing. But he said in verse 21, you cannot drink of the cup of the Lord and the cup of devils. Somebody say amen. Amen. Hallelujah. What does it say? You cannot be partakers of the Lord's table and the table of devils. I want you to locate Matthew chapter 20. I don't know about you, but I've got a place at the table of God. Not got time to get into it today, but just like Mephibosheth at the household of David. Mephibosheth, the grandson of Saul, son of Jonathan, yet a candidate of the grace of David to be able to come and sit at his table. Friends, I want you to know I was an enemy of God. I was locked out, Sister Betty, without the key. I was not in the household of God. Wasn't even raised in a Christian home. But I want you to know when I was 16 years old, the Lord knocked on my heart. He showed me His goodness, and guess what? I accepted it. I've been on that road ever since. That ain't mean I ain't weaved and made mistakes and stumbled and fallen, but I'm too dumb just to lay there and wallow in self-pity. I get right back up and I start walking again. Lord, help me. I'm taking another step. Hallelujah. For the last 30 some years, someone say praise the Lord. I've been trying to walk with the Lord. And I'll tell you right now, I can save you the headache. I can save you the trouble. God's ways are the best ways. I've already evaluated both sides and found it out. And I'm sticking with the Lord. I've cast my lot in with Jesus. I put it all on the cross of Calvary. I have no ulterior glory to God plan. I have no contingency that if that don't work, Because I know it will. If you're with me, say amen.
Amen.
David said, you prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Then what did he go on to say? He said, my cup runs over. How many believe your cup of blessing? It runs over. You can't contain it. It's so good. Sometimes I feel like, Lord, I don't, you don't deserve anything you get me, but I'll get around somebody that they're getting overflowed, and I'll just get a little bit of theirs. You ever feel that way? That's that cup of blessing that He has blessed us with. Amen. Now, I want you to notice Matthew 20. Brother Michael, will you do me a favor here? I want to talk about a second cup today. Help me understand that being a Christian isn't always easy. Can I get a heartier amen than that?
Amen.
Amen. Well, I want to tell you, being a Christian isn't always easy. But it's the best one. I want you to focus on Matthew chapter 20 for a couple of minutes here. This cup of blessing is wonderful. I'm thankful for shed blood that Jesus shed for me, and how that He distributed and gave it to me, and we can share. How many are thankful we can share salvation with someone? Can you say amen? But there's another cup we need to look at for a few minutes. And this one's not so pleasant. Matthew chapter 20, verse 22. But Jesus answered and said, you know not what you ask. Are you able to drink of the cup that I shall drink of? What a question. And to be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. They say unto him, we are able. He said unto them, you shall drink indeed of my cup, and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with. But he went on to say, but to sit at my right hand and left, it's not mine to give. The Father has that already allowed for. Go to chapter 26. We're still here in Matthew. Talking about the cup that Jesus said, well, you've got to drink of. And usually, you know, at this point in such a message, you sort of downshift and folks get quiet as you have. But I want you to think today about this second cup. And it's the cup of suffering. Jesus in the garden, Matthew 26:39, and he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. The weight of this cup and what he was getting ready to face was before him. And how many understand that Jesus took on an earthly form? He was in a body, subject to pain and suffering and all that's on this side. And the dread and fear of what he was going to face. And how many understand that although perfect love cast out fear, according to 1 John, Jesus, our great high priest, was allowed to feel that for me and you. And how many are thankful? How many will be honest, and should be every hand in the house, but how many are honest and say, Brother Ted, I have struggled with fear. I have struggled with fear. Well, I want you to take comfort today because your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, knows exactly what you're going through, and He's there to support you. Someone say amen. Let's continue here. Hallelujah. Let this cup pass from me. But what do you go on to say? Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. Verse 42, and he went again the second time and prayed, saying, oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, thy will be done. Jesus knew he had to drink of that bitter cup. But friends, I want you to know he done it anyways for me and you. Jesus had Noah's sins himself to atone for. He became our substitution. And my goodness, I want you to know he was willing to drink of this cup so that we could drink of this cup. Amen. Are y'all with me today?
Amen.
I want you to turn to Philippians. Hallelujah. I feel the presence of God. Just a common man walking from Jerusalem. On my way to Jericho, I look ahead. My mind cannot believe I've fallen among the thieves. I've been wounded, robbed, and left for dead. Oh, it started as such a simple journey. Who'd have thought by sundown I'd lie nearly dead? Two men have come and gone. There's a third. Will he walk on? I hope he comes this way to rest my weary head. What's your name, sir? You haven't asked for money. But with a gentle smile he turned, and now he's gone. No one here knows his name. From Samaria he came. He's a good man. I'm so glad he came along. Jesus loved me when no one else would love me. And he cared for me when nobody else would. And he even died for me on rugged Calvary. Even when nobody else could. And it seems that he's always lifting someone who this world has bruised and left alone to die. He desires to lift your load. He's walking down your road. Reach out to him and he'll restore your life. You may be robbed, stripped, wounded, left alone to die. Jesus, he'll not walk away. He will not pass you by. And to him it makes no difference who, where you've been or what you've done. He'll always be a good Samaritan. He'll always be a good Samaritan. Can you lift your hands and just praise him in this place this morning? Thank you, wonderful Savior. Lord, you are my good Samaritan. Lord, you poured in the oil and the wine. Hallelujah. You brought me health and healing. You seen that I was taken care of. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I want you to find Philippians chapter number 3. Hallelujah. I enjoy drinking the cup. I enjoy that cup of blessing. Now here's the thing. I'm willing to drink of the cup of suffering. Brother Mike, if I can get the cup of blessing. Are y'all ready for this? Jesus thought enough of you that he drank this cup. As I've already said, that we could have that cup. I want to tell you, drinking this cup is worth it that we get that cup. I don't want to confuse you today. Philippians 3, verse 8. Yea, doubtless, if you're there, say amen. Give me just a couple minutes and I'm going to close. Sister Betty, if you want to go ahead and you're just in a second, make your way to the piano. Yea, doubtless I count all things but loss for the what? Read that with me. The excellency. What does it mean? May I say, what is it worth to know Jesus? Paul is saying here, I count everything loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung. I don't think I need to define what dung is this morning. How many understand what that is? Say amen. That I may win Christ and be found in him, not having mine own righteousness which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. I've really said all this to get to verse number 10. That's where I want to focus on. Understand what he's saying here. He says that I may know him. I want to drink of that cup of blessing and know the Lord. I want to know him in the free pardon of my sin. I want to know him in forgiveness, friends. I want to go to heaven one day, and I know we all do. Can you say amen? You want to go to heaven one day. But notice what it says here, and the power of his resurrection. And the fellowship of his sufferings. I believe drinking from that cup and being made in fellowship of his sufferings will allow us to sip and drink from the power of his resurrection. I believe that. So many people, hear me now, want to rush right into Pentecost and we want to have that cup of blessing. But we want to bypass the cross of Calvary. So Jesus said, take up my cross and follow me. Drink the cup of suffering. And I believe if we partake with the Lord, Sister Betty, we'll feast with the Lord.
Amen.
Let's stand to our feet all over the building this morning. Just lift your hands and praise Him in this place today. Father, we thank You. We praise You this morning. We honor You for a wonderful day You've given us already. Thank You this morning for the time of fellowship, for the Sunday school. Thank You for every song that was sung. And thank You for these words, Lord, we've looked and read out of the Scripture. And Father, this morning, we don't want to leave this place without knowing that we are in fellowship with You. Lord, everyone under the sound of my voice this morning, I pray that You deal with hearts so that no one leaves this house this morning without being in fellowship with You, without drinking the cup of blessing and receiving of the gift of eternal life, without being in fellowship with You. I praise You this morning. I honor You this morning. Hallelujah. Every child of God, I want you to be praying right now. And I just want to say, before we come and gather around the altar this morning, that if this morning you don't know Jesus, if this morning you have known Him in your life, but you've grown cold, friend, I want you to know He can rekindle that fire. He can stir those ashes up and breathe upon those embers, and He can bring you back to life. This morning, whatever your need is, I want you to know at the table of God, there's all good things that you can receive this morning.
Thank You.
He loves you today. Hallelujah. I want us to gather right now around the altar. Every child of God, let's come forth and find a place and pray. Pray this morning. If you don't know Jesus, find a place and pray. Call upon the Lord. In Your holy name we pray, Jesus.